The Super Bowl is this Sunday, and for the first time in Las Vegas, the Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers will face off, as they did 4 years ago at the big game. The Ringer's senior NFL editor, Lindsay Jones, is in Sin City. She joins us now. Hi, Lindsay.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. So the Kansas City Chiefs, they are the reigning champions, but the 49ers are the favorites of the bookies, as I read here, and have been in every game they've played this season. Tell us what you are looking for in this matchup.
This, to me, feels like a real legacy-making type of Super Bowl, where the 49ers, and especially their coach, Kyle Shanahan, are finally trying to win a championship and get over the hump. And then there's the Kansas City Chiefs, that if they win the Super Bowl, they are truly the next NFL dynasty.
Mm-hmm. So the 49ers, led by their unlikely star quarterback, Brock Purdy. Then on the other side, we've got Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes, former MVP, one of the great quarterbacks to play the game. Tell us about these two star quarterbacks.
These two guys could not be more different in terms of their quarterback pedigree, how they came into the league, and the type of performances that they've put up throughout their careers. On one hand, you have Patrick Mahomes, who has basically already cemented his legacy as one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. So physically gifted, can throw from any arm angle. He kind of takes our breath away every single game. And then you have Brock Purdy, who was the last pick in the 2022 draft. So nobody really expected that he would become a starting quarterback, let alone potentially Super Bowl champion quarterback. But he has exceeded expectations at every turn, and he has been, so far, the perfect quarterback for a Kyle Shanahan offense. He hasn't been perfect, but he has been really good on this very, very talented 49ers team.
All right, then. So what are the weaknesses that these two teams have? Where could this game be lost?
Each of these teams does have some defensive liabilities where these quarterbacks that we talked about should be able to take advantage. For the 49ers, they're going to be looking to run the ball, exploit the Chiefs' weaknesses on their pass defense. And then the weakness that I'm looking at with the Chiefs is their receivers have not been good this year. They led the league in drops. And so I really want to see if this is a game where those guys who have not played well for large stretches of this season can come through for Patrick Mahomes and catch the ball in these key moments.
You've been on the ground in Vegas for a few days now. What's the atmosphere like as we build toward the Super Bowl?
Las Vegas is ready. The strip is packed. There's people with NFL jerseys all over. You know, the Super Bowl parties are starting, and the NFL has really embraced this, you know, Sin City gambling, sports betting lifestyle, which has been, you know, really interesting to see, but Las Vegas definitely feels ready.
Last year, Super Bowl viewership hit a record. In a fractured media environment, this is really one of the last places where we see a singular gathering of viewers. Any predictions this year?
I imagine that we'll see more viewers than we saw last year. There were 115 million people who watched the Chiefs beat the Eagles in last year's Super Bowl. This year, I mean, there have been record ratings throughout the season, and I think there's a lot of very intense interest in this game because there is a ton of star power. There is a ton at stake. And yes, we should also be seeing some Taylor Swift throughout the broadcast.
And Usher for the halftime show.
Absolutely. I'm really looking forward to that.
All right. Who's your pick, Lindsay?
I'm going with the underdog Kansas City Chiefs. I've spent a lot of time trying to work my head around picking the 49ers, but it just feels foolish to pick against Patrick Mahomes on this stage.
That's The Ringer's senior NFL editor, Lindsay Jones. She's in Las Vegas for the big game. Lindsay, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.